Hello.
Hello, Miss Kia.
Yes.
I just wanted you to have our information. Do you have something to write with?
Yep. Okay, what do I got to write down?
The agency's name and phone number, so when you're ready, you could just call me directly.
Okay.
It's 267 551 7410.
Okay, it came up. And you call Family First?
This is Family First Care. And Ms. Kier, I can't see your waiver and promise. It's not populating with the information that you gave me. Kier, your first name is K-I-A.
Yes.
And then your last name is M-A-N-E-R-S-O-N.
No, M-A-D-I-S-O-N.
Madison. You know what it
yes.
is? You're driving, so I had a hard time hearing you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I stopped driving for a second, so you can hear me now, yeah.
And your birthday's, you have February birthday, a Valentine's Day birthday, a baby, right?
Yep, unfortunately.
You
said you called Family First Care?
This is Family First Care. Did you know that your Medicaid is inactive?
What? No, it's not.
That's what's populating here, unless that you have a separate Medicaid ID number. Because the Medicaid that it's running under Kia Madison, it's showing inactive. Birthday
no.
is 2/14/82.
I don't know why. My aid get paid every week.
That's weird. You must have like a different or separate Medicaid.
Which one are you under? What number are you under?
We are under 860103-7800.
And that's what they say, that's my record number?
No, that's your ID number for Medicaid. Are you through Keystone?
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird because it's showing inactive right now.
Hold on, let me give you my, hold on.
Take your
hold
time.
Hold on, I got my card with me. You don't need a shit now. Nope, I got it. And I want my glasses. Damn.
I know, and they make those things so little.
They say my participant ID number. That's what you need.
The Medicaid ID number, or for your Keystone.
I'm looking at Keystone first, and it say participant ID. It don't say Medicaid.
Okay, what is it?
Wait a minute. Here go another card, though. Let me look at the other card and check just in case.
Yep.
Keystone First ID number. Keystone First ID number and participant ID number. All right. Which one is saying inactive?
The 860103-7800 number.
Yeah, I don't have that one.
So what's your new Medicaid ID number?
And that would that be the one that says Keystone First ID?
It says recipient ID or DCN?
No, it says Keystone First ID.
Okay, what is that?
It's a YXL.
No, it's only numbers, no letters. Do you have anything there with just numbers?
I got something that says state ID.
Okay, what is that?
It says 00211-56039.
Let me check that one for you. I don't know why it's coming up inactive. Showing inactive. It
and
could just be what you said.
And I got an eye appointment today. And my home care agency called me last night because I was an hour late clocking out. They tell me to clock out. I didn't get a call yet saying they got a problem with my insurance.
Yeah, that's weird. That is so weird. That's I don't know why it's coming up like that. All right, I'm just going to put it in as a follow-up, and then when you're ready, you're just going to call me and let me know, hey, Jasmine, we're ready to go with family first, okay?
Okay, thank you. You have a really cool welfare. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And check, when you go now to do your eye exam, make sure that you tell them to run your Medicaid before they see you so that you don't get no bills.
Okay.
All right, Keith. All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.